Sometimes I run, sometimes I hide, sometimes I'm scared.
I'm in Jörgen Ellefsen's recording studio, just behind his kitchen. He's part of a Swedish songwriting phenomenon, churning out hit after international hit, like this one for Britney Spears.
Baby, all I need is time.
But you might remember it like something like this.
Sometimes I run, sometimes I hide.
He's also written number ones for Westlife, for Will Young, and more recently, this.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stand a little taller.
Kelly Clarkson, and even the whole of this new album.
When you love someone, really love.
By Agneta, you know, the blonde one from ABBA. So what, according to Jörgen, is the Swedish secret?
The biggest secret is, heritage and tradition, obviously, you know. We're singing people, kind of, you know. But I do think that the big success is because there was actually a handful of people that had big success as songwriters out there. We call it like the Björn Borg effect, because Björn Borg was such a big tennis player here in Sweden. And everybody, I mean, he created so many followers. When people are becoming really successful and you want to be like them, you know, you realize I can do it too.
Across town, the next generation, and perhaps another part of the secret. It's choir practice at the Adolf Fredriks Music School, funded by the state with five times as many applicants as places. And all the students sing.
We all really enjoy sitting down and singing together, playing instruments. It's just always been there.
It might be also because it's so cold here in Sweden. So everybody just likes to go inside and like sing or like play guitar.
Music, it's what makes you happy. Of course we want to be happy, so that's important.
Even in regular schools, there has for years been a huge emphasis on music, and Sweden has the highest per capita choir membership in the world, via churches, schools, trades unions and clubs. No wonder songwriting seems to come so naturally. Music teachers Pelle Olofsson and Helena Strøberg say it's part of the national culture.
I think it's actually more choir singers than football players in Sweden.
Why?
No, that's hard.
Yeah, that's
really hard.
Oh, yes.
It's a common thing to do. You can do it many together and a few, and it's a kind of tradition we have.
It's very famous that we sing before we drink, you know, when we drink schnapps. But in Swedish schools, they have taken away some hours from the system, yes.
And the fact that music is now being pushed down the national curriculum a bit is causing some concern. Eva Georgi Hemming, professor of music at Örebro University, says the focus now is on making the next generation more employable.
When it comes to competition in Europe or money, the political thinking is that music is not the most important thing in society. But, I mean, music is important for having a good life. You need more than just a good job and skills.
Back to Britney, back to Jörgen's studio, and another of his smash hits. So could the changing needs of education have a long-term impact on Sweden's songwriting supremacy? He's not so sure.
The secret of writing really good pop songs are you have to love it, and you have to have the talent for it. That's it.